This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keys. That's a convoy of 20 trucks entering Gaza with humanitarian aid for the millions that have been trapped there amid a blockade after the Hamas terror attacks on Israel. They were given safe passage by Egypt, Israel, and the United Nations. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there could have been more help crossing the Rafah border.
A humanitarian catastrophe playing out in real time. On the one hand, I saw hundreds of trucks teeming with food and other essential supplies. On the other hand, we know that just across the border, there are 2 million people without water, food, fuel, electricity, and medicine. Children, mothers, the elderly, the sick. Full trucks on one side, empty stomachs on the other.
More than 200 people were taken hostage during the Hamas attack, but CBS's Bradley Blackburn tells us about an American mother and daughter released yesterday.
In Illinois, where the Renans live, family and friends celebrated the news and expressed profound relief.
I'm going to hug her and kiss her, and it's going to be the best day of my life.
After the release, President Biden spoke to the Renans by phone, saying they have the full support of the U.S. government. In Israel, the military is still poised to launch a ground invasion into Gaza, but the timing remains unclear.
That Republican battle over becoming Speaker of the U.S. House is far from over, with a conservative candidate losing his bid for the job. CBS's Tom Foti with more.
Once, twice, three times, enough Republicans voted against Jim Jordan to keep the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee from becoming Speaker of the House. After that, his colleagues pulled back their formal nomination.
Thanked every one of our colleagues and said, I will work as hard as I can to help all of you, help our team, help us get a new speaker and go do the work that the American people want us to do.
House Republicans returned to Washington on Monday to try to find a replacement for Kevin McCarthy, who was ousted in a mini rebellion 2 weeks ago. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Teachers in Portland, Oregon are set to go on strike next month unless a deal is reached before then. Teachers say they are troubled by large class sizes, low pay, and a lack of resources. Don't turn up your nose at boxed wine these days. Australian winemaker Ashley Ratcliffe says people should give it a shot.
There's definitely a perceived idea that the wine quality is poorer, but we've put our very best wines in these cask wines, and we have surprised everyone who's tried them.
He says the wine is sustainable and it's also cheaper. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.